The Jobs and Justice of 2020 Act is a package of legislation, including over 200 bills addressing economic and social disparities currently plaguing black families across the nation. Representative Karen Bass of California, the chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus, co-wrote several of the bills relating to judicial reform. She says the act has a two-pronged approach to achieving racial justice through economic and judicial equity.
The Jobs and Justice Act of 2020 is a comprehensive legislative package of over 200 bills championed by members of the Congressional Black Caucus, composed of two key divisions. Division A, Jobs, includes several provisions to advance economic opportunity in underserved communities, including infrastructure investment, workforce development, poverty alleviation measures, small business support. Division 2, Justice. This division includes bold reform for our nation's criminal justice system from end to end.
Expanding on the importance of economic developments in the black community, Representative Dwight Evans of Pennsylvania described the connections between the health of black communities and black entrepreneurism.
When you talk about small businesses, they're like the backbone of any community across this country. And small businesses, particularly minority businesses, are very essential. We understand when we talk about jobs, you talk about entrepreneurship. The other aspect that is very important is having incentive, using market and tax credits, ways and direct loans. Particularly with this pandemic, black businesses have tremendously been affected, and we need to make a difference in that. Also creating local incubators. We think that local incubators will be essential in this mark. So in the attempt of bringing all of that together under this particular initiative, we think we can make a huge difference.
According to the CDC, Center for Disease Control, black Americans have died from the novel coronavirus at more than twice the rate of their white counterparts. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says that the same numbers apply to small business closures. But Representative Barbara Lee says this legislation is about more than just surviving through the crisis.
From raising the minimum wage to investing in equitable transportation infrastructure, these policies seek to combat years of systemically racist policies that have disproportionately impacted black and brown people. The role of the CBC at this historical moment is to really identify, fight for, and bring about the most significant legislative reform and maximize resources to help the black community not just survive the pandemic, but to prepare to thrive in its aftermath.
Noah Litwer reporting from Oakland, California.